Hello there.
Yes, welcome everyone. Dearest friends of this world and that, you are here.
You are in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
For we are about to embark on a poetry nap for a wild date with ancient love.
How intriguing.
How uninhibited.
And speaking of uninhibited.
Yes?
I'm Lady Dosis.
Oh, yes, you are quite open-minded. And I'm Lord Dosis.
Also quite footloose and fancy-free.
Yes, dear, thank you. I'm doing my little finger dance.
You're so good at it.
Yes.
And we are time voyagers of the dream realm. And your captains for this journey.
With open, fertile arms, we and our flight crew welcome you aboard the Dandy Duchess.
Our gigantic hot air balloon bed, flight 001, non-stop service from our hearts to yours.
Yes, this bed is spacious. We all cuddle into the luxurious down comforters, the size of Paris.
Ah, Paris.
Paris.
And a red and white silken balloon hovers playfully above us.
As you relax into our plush bedding, please fully recline your backs.
Heads.
Necks.
Legs.
Arms.
Paws.
Fins.
Wings.
And tails. Unfasten your belts and loosen your buttocks completely. Ah, that's better.
Now that you are comfortable, like a unicorn floating in a bowl of apples, please allow your eyes to close and take a few deep, slow breaths.
Gently feel your mind let go of today.
And before we lift off, the Dandy Duchess herself has these words for us. Yes, her words will help guide us on our upcoming adventure. All by all.
And deep by deep.
And more by more.
They dream their sleep.
No one.
And anyone.
Earth by April.
Wish by spirit.
And if by yes.
Women.
And men.
Both dong.
And ding.
Summer.
Autumn.
Winter.
Spring.
Reaped their sowing.
And went there came.
Sun.
Moon.
Stars.
Rain. Thank you, Dandy Duchess.
Yes, that was so lovely.
And it looks like we are now ready to go.
We wish you an enchanting and restorative rest.
Hot air balloon crew, please lie down for takeoff. And now, with each of our relaxed outbreaths, the red and white silken balloon begins to fill up.
give her a little goss as well, shall we?
Absolutely.
Yes.
She always needs a little bit
there
of goss.
There we go. Oh, oh my goodness. Yes, there it is.
There she blows.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Dursis, yes. What kind of goss are we using today?
Oh, that's free-range organic seedless watermelon goss.
With seeds?
Indeed. Oh, we can smell the fresh, clean air and feel the warm breeze on our cheeks.
Yes, it's like we're driving in a convertible.
Our hair is going mildly wild.
Yes, it's all scattered here and there in the most beautiful way.
Or is it wildly mild?
Oh, yes.
Well, it looks and feels good.
And that's what matters.
Indeed.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, what?
Down below us.
Yes?
Is the gorgeous, mystical ocean.
Ah, indeed, the ocean is below us. And as we float ever so delicately through the puffy cotton candy cumulus clouds. Cotton candy cumulus clouds. We peacefully and without care notice the slipping of time.
Yes, we just slipped and now we see the ocean below us is actually getting bluer. It's the turquoise and aquamarine of the Mediterranean. And the air we're breathing in feels cleaner.
It does.
And a mystical land emerges on the horizon.
We are approaching what you know as ancient Greece, but it's really just Greece 2,500 years ago.
Yes, and we can hear the land calling to us, and it's saying this.
Reach, touch, discover.
We are hemispheres, ebbing and flowing. We are continents meeting. Discover my oases. Explore me. I am a terrain of meadows and prairies, hillocks, ravines, and wild, wild grasses.
Approach. Reach. Touch me. Visit my archipelagos.
Share your shoreline with my peninsulas. My coves, channels, and deep lagoons. Out of fossil and clay, marrow and lava flow. Our volcanic latitudes smolder, swelter. Our land masses shift. Our mud pots and fumaroles, craters and geysers.
Quake, shiver, erupt.
And we behold the glorious Mount Olympus below. And at the foot of the mountain, we are all beckoned by a vibrant and blossoming orchard of quince trees.
And the dandy Duchess takes us down, 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 and gently lands just outside the quince orchard.
That was a soft and velvety landing as per usual. Wasn't that a nice landing?
Sure was.
Yes.
We hop off the hot air balloon bed onto the seductive land.
Ooh, can you feel that under your feet?
Indeed.
Yes, our feet are welcomed by the rich, soft soil beneath our soles.
We wiggle our toes into the spongy, rich earth, and she embraces us like long lost kin.
It is indeed 2,500 years ago. And we all approach the quince trees. Do we nuzzle our noses into their tender red blossoms?
It tickles.
It does tickle a little bit. And the quince trees feel deeply familiar, as if they are almost human.
Or is it that we are almost tree?
And as we embrace the quince tree, we gaze deeply into its hot wood.
The strong branches of the quince embrace us in return and say, "You are a child of brass and gold. The pinks and reds
of
the world.
And gold.
Thank you for it.
The pinks
you
and
are
reds
a child
of the
brass
world.
And gold.
Thank you for it.
The pinks and reds of the world. Thank you for it." Gradually, we begin to merge with the trees. Oh my, this feels different.
Our fingertips begin sprouting long, bright green leaves.
The hairs on our heads turn into the growing stems of the blossoms, reaching up towards the glittering sunlight.
And the twinkles in our hearts and sparkles in our smiles become the budding blossoms.
Miraculously, we are now one with the quince trees, mingling and flirting with the birds, insects, soil, and each other. My branches
are flirtatious.
Kind of mingling with your branches.
We are really good flirters.
Yes, we are.
And swirling around our blossoms, speaking of good flirters, we can feel the buzzing vibration of thousands of soft,
cute,
shameless,
daring,
brazen,
uninhibited,
heroic,
adventurous,
unabashed,
saucy,
and cheeky
honeybees.
The bees, they zip and zing around us, pollinating and wringling about from one blossom to another.
We are having an effervescent bee and blossom orgy.
My goodness, and it is completely consensual.
And pro-sensual.
Both.
Definitely.
The bees tickle our petals,
suckle our sepals,
snuggle our stamens,
and pivot on our pistils.
They are such good pivoters,
yes,
let me tell you.
All at the same time. I mean, they have six legs. They know what they're doing, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Well, isn't this delightful?
Mm-hmm. And they love each of our blossoms equally.
How on earth would they be able to decide which they love best? They want to pollinate us all. I'm okay with
that. How lovely. And with all this delicious attention as the blossoms, we yearn to express an ode to the bees.
Multitude of bees, in and out of the blue, the yellow, of the softest softness in the world. You tumbled headfirst into our open petals to conduct your labor of love and emerge covered in sparkling gold. Wings, newly made of water, you enter every sweet-scented window, open silken doors, penetrate the nest of the most fragrant love, and discover a drop of diamond dew. And from every home you visit, you collect a sweet mystery, rich and heavy honey. Thick aroma, liquid, glistening light. Until you return to your palace, and on its gothic parapets, release the liquid of flower and flight, the seraphic and secret drops of sun.
Yes. Let the beeswax erect statues of sunlight. Let honey spill in infinite tongues. Let the ocean be a fertile beehive, the earth's tower of flowers, and the world a waterfall of syrupy ambrosia, a comet's tail, a never-ending wealth of honeycomb.
And the bees whisper into our petals.
Why don't you come back to our place?
What is it they said?
I'm not sure. What?
Why
don't you come back to our place?
Okay, I heard it the second time for sure. They're inviting us to come back and follow them to their home.
Oh, that's saucy.
That is cheeky. That is uninhibited.
Unabashed, yes.
Yes.
Well.
And so we all sensually slip out of the bark, branches, and blossoms of the quince tree, and back on our feet, we follow the swarm of bees. They lead us out of the orchard and through the surrounding, thick, deep green cypress forest.
And we can feel the soil again against our feet and feel the trees surrounding us.
And smell that cypress. That is just effervescent.
And in the distance, we can see the rotunda and white marble columns of a temple. And a sweet, honeyed voice lures us closer.
as we continue to hear the echo of this alluring woman's song, along with the charming hum of the honeybees, we begin to notice a subtle shift in the Mediterranean winds. The whispering branches of the cypress trees kiss our cheeks and noses, and our eyes begin to flutter.
Ah, yes, it is time to gently wake up. For your safety and comfort, please begin stretching your body ever so slowly.
Wiggle your toes and fingers.
Lovingly move your neck from side to side.
Gently open your eyes and notice the first person, plant, or magical creature you see, and send them a wink. Luxuriously give yourself a warm embrace. You deserve it.
Welcome back to where we began. Local time is here and now, and the temperature is perfect.
But who was that mysterious woman singing to us in the forest? And what other delights await us on our wild date with ancient love?
To find out what alluring alchemy unfolds, subscribe to our Poetry Nap podcast.
Oh, yes, and also at poetrynap.com, you can subscribe to our newsletter, find out about our live shows, and learn more about the poets and musicians from each episode.
A heartfelt thank you to the sweet poets, composers, and musicians featured in this episode of A Wild Date with Ancient Love.
And thank you, Lord Dosis.
Oh, thank you, Lady Dosis. And thank you, our dear Dandy Duchess passengers, for taking this poetry nap with us.
We look forward to sleeping with you again in the very near future.
Sweet dreams.